Florida is now the latest state to offer a state-funded pre-kindergarten program. 3 years ago, voters approved a constitutional amendment mandating this program, which is voluntary. Amy Tardif of member station WGCU reports on the first day of school for some four-year-olds in Fort Myers.
Tanya Wolin pulls up to the Cypress Lake Presbyterian Church. She opens the side door to her van, and there stands four-year-old Austin. The proud, nervous mom commemorates the day with a snapshot for her photo album.
Ready? Can you smile?
Her tiny blonde son, with his tote bag of school supplies weighing him down, is ready for his first day of pre-kindergarten. His mother isn't so sure.
I'm very excited and kind of nervous. This is his first step into going to actual school.
Good morning. Hi, Austin.
Wolin chose this church-based preschool because it's convenient to home and office. Austin has to be here all day so she can work. The state pays for 3 hours of his instruction. She pays for the rest.
It helps tremendously. It cuts costs by about half of it.
This preschool is run by Chris Shields, who was part of the early efforts to get such a program going. She has anticipated this first day ever since the constitutional amendment passed 3 years ago.
Butterflies, I'm worse than the children. I was like, been up every hour thinking I'm going to be late.
Her school is full, and she's been turning interested parents away every day. But across Florida, only about half the expected 154,000 four-year-olds signed up. Susan Paragus supervises voluntary pre-K for the state. She says there's no deadline for enrollment, and she expects the program to grow.
I think a lot of people have taken a wait-and-see attitude to get the program up and operational and then maybe join at a later point.
Across town, a child development center adjacent to one of Fort Myers' oldest housing projects has plenty of space left for students. Marcella Addison is teacher and administrator.
I'm looking forward to a lot of calls because I know that there's a lot of parents out there still that are waiting and trying to find programs.
Addison explains the rules of the classroom to Natividad Boneta, who is happy to find space here for her daughter, Marlene.
In the morning, you need to sign her name in here and your name in the time.
Okay.
And whoever picks her up.
The hazel-eyed Marlene rushes over to the puzzles, where the skill comes easily. She stands out in her khaki culottes and collared shirt, a school uniform not worn by the others. Her mom is herself a preschool teacher elsewhere, but she's nervous about Marlene's first day as she says goodbye.
I think I'm ready to leave. Mama, I'm going to give you a kiss. I'm going to work. Papi come to pick you up at 12. Give me a hug and a kiss.
Meanwhile, Addison distracts Marlene by starting circle time.
Let's sing What Is Your Name song, because we do have a couple of new students this morning. And the song goes like this. What is your name? What is your name? What's your name?
Marlene Boneta.
Marlene Boneta.
What Scenes like this repeated across Florida Monday. Fully engrossed in their new classrooms, neither Austin Wolin nor Marlene Boneta shed a tear when their mothers left. It's more likely the grown women did. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardif in Fort Myers, Florida.
What is your name? What is your name?
Mariac.
What is your name? What is your name?
Miss Deborah.
What is your name?